Hundreds of employees and contractors working at Akati Diamond Mine have been laid off after the mine's owner announced it was suspending open-pit mining. CBC is reporting that mining the Point Lake Kimberlite pipe had become sub-economic because diamond prices have reached record lows, according to a statement from Ariella Callan, a spokesperson for Burgundy Diamond Mines, Akati's parent company. Callan also said Burgundy will continue to maintain the open pit so that operations can start again quickly if the economic situation gets better. The Misery Underground Mine, located about 2 kilometers away from Point Lake, will continue and that its production rates have significantly improved in recent months, with new mining techniques and equipment. Underground operations haven't been affected by the announcement. NNSL Media spoke with Industry, Tourism and Investment Minister Caitlin Cleveland on Wednesday at an event in Yellowknife about the announcement made by Burgundy. She said she spoke with senior management at Burgundy earlier in the day Wednesday about what was going on and is waiting to see what the ultimate impact will be. "We are a resource extraction territory, and we rely heavily on these kinds of jobs," she said. "We're also making sure we work in conjunction with one another because it's important to afford supports, and I'm keen to keep working with the industry." She added that the news was unexpected, but she said there are other industries that could jump in to help those workers who have been affected by what happened. "There are other signals out there of opportunities to maintain our northern workforce," she said. "It does give me hope, but it depends on what roles those people coming out of Akati might be able to fill. Some people may want to leave the NWT, but our efforts are around maintaining our workforce as much as possible." Speculation about the future of Akati ramped up when Burgundy requested a trading halt on the Australian Stock Exchange on July 16. The news comes a few months after the territorial government injected millions of dollars as temporary relief measures to support its diamond mining sector. It specifically lowered the 2025 property tax rate for mines, giving a little more than $11 million in tax relief to the Diavik, Akati and Gacho Q diamond mines. Finance Minister Caroline Wozanik has previously stated that 2024 saw hefty losses among all three mines, totaling around $300 million. Akati lost about $94 million in particular. Diamond mines employ more than 1,000 northerners and contribute about a fifth to the NWT's gross domestic product, according to the GNWT. Akati has been in operation since 1998 and was first operated by BHP, an Australian mining firm. Since it opened, it's passed through many different hands. Burgundy is also based in Australia and bought Akati in 2023 from Arctic Canadian Diamond Company in 2023 for $186 million. Arctic Canadian acquired the mine from Dominion Diamonds after it filed for insolvency protection in April 2020. Prior to that, the Washington Companies, a private entity, purchased Akati for $1.2 billion in November 2017. According to its 2024 economic report, 1,242 people were employed at the mine, 700 direct employees and 542 contractors. 60% of those employees were Northern Indigenous. The mine life was currently projected to expire as of 2028, however, ongoing exploration had the possibility to extend that by as much as 25 years. In 2024, former Burgundy Diamond Mines CEO Kim Trutter told NNSL Media that there was the possibility of at least another quarter century of mine life and beyond. Trutter said at the time that it all hinged on the execution of 5 additional projects, including extended work at Akati's Misery, Sable and Fox sites, and the continued expansion of Point Lake, its newest open pit. Burgundy was also seeking permission to turn Sable into an underground operation. "It's been going for 25 years, and there's probably still another 25 years to go," he said. "That's our long-term goal." Trotter retired in May this year and was replaced by Jeremy King.